It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
It isn't just when we are driving that we are getting distracted. Those devices in our palms draw us away from so many other things. Now, we can't be sure what might have been the distraction, but police in Nashville, Tennessee say a young father, headed out of town on a business trip, unintentionally left his one-year-old child in the back seat of his pickup truck. The mother found her later in the day, and the child had died in the heat. From This Week in Agribusiness, the latest drought monitor map out yesterday morning shows a bit of a holding pattern over the next few weeks. The footprint of drought has covered around 43% to 45% of the nation in the past 6 weeks. The hardest hit areas continue to be parts of the southern plains and the desert southwest. And on our television show this weekend, agriculture weatherman Greg Solier says there's a possibility that that dryness will spread toward the Midwest U.S. as we advance into summer. Now, near term, Greg's maps indicate some above normal temperatures across a large swath of the eastern half of the nation as we get into the month of June. One local official said, if you see the bear acting ornery, call 911. That's in the suburban Minneapolis-St. Paul area, where an adult black bear was seen around dawn yesterday morning walking around homes. A statement from the city of Burnsville, Minnesota, said the bear did not seem to be agitated or aggressive, but people of the area are being asked to be vigilant of their surroundings and to not leave pets or small children unattended. Those folks, by the way, can expect more of this, according to the wildlife experts. They say those black bears have slowly been moving south in the direction of the Twin Cities. Now, here's a number of the day for you to remember. 95 million. 95 million is the number of plastic drinking straws distributed around the world every day by McDonald's Corporation. 95 million. At the company shareholders meeting yesterday, a proposal to study the business risk of McDonald's using those plastic straws was defeated. The Chicago-based company says it's working to come up with a more environmentally friendly solution. Until then, it has some compostable straws it uses in certain cities to meet regulations. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.